瓦坤的知音，我们今天又回到了这里是欢迎大家继续来聆听亲爱的 Gidai Maharaj 来跟我们接着讲 Krishna Book。 我们现在开始。 Yes，
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare HareToday we're going to discuss chapter 23, Delivering the Wives of the Brahmanas Who Perform Sacrifices.
今天呢我们接下来讨论第23章，就是拯救那些从事祭祀活动的婆罗门的妻子。
Now this is a little bit of a longer chapter, so we're going to divide it into two.
那因为这一章比较长一点，所以呢我们把它分成两个部分。
So we'll begin with the invocation prayer.
那么还是从我们的祈祷开始。
Krishna 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 RakshamamKrishna Krishna 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 Pahimam Rama Raghava Rama Raghava Rama Raghava Rakshamam Krishna Keshava Krishna Keshava Krishna Keshava Pahimam O Lord Krishna, please protect me and maintain me.
O Krishna, please 保护我，请维系我。
O Lord Rama, descend of King Raghu, please protect me.
O 主 Rama, Raghu 国王的后裔啊，请保护我。
O Krishna, O Keshava, O killer of the Keshi demon, please maintain me.
O Krishna, O Keshava, Keshi 魔的屠者啊，请维系我。
Now in the Sri Chaitanya Shikshamrita Bhakti Mata Kaur, he gives us.Little bit of a idea or viewpoint on what this pastime represents.
Now, Bhaktivinoda Thakur 在《Sri Chaitanya Shikshamrita》里面就给我们讲了一下这个逍遥时光，它主要是关于什么的。
He said this pastime illustrates the fault of indifference towards Krishna arising out of pride.Due to high birth in the Vanashram system.
那么那巴提诺塔克就说这个逍遥时光呢代表是那种在 Vanashram 这个制度当中这个体系当中由于高等出身而导致的对 导致的骄傲所以造成了对 Krishna 的不敬这样一个错误。
So that's all he says, but it's pretty clear that if someone is proud of his birth, especially if he has a higher birth, let's say according to Vanashram, that this can be an obstacle on the path of advancement.
他是这样说的，但事实上这一点也非常的清楚，就是说，在这个 Vanashram 这个体系当中，如果一个人他有比较高等的出身，他是容易变得骄傲。
Yes.
Noise again. Should I put back the mic?
Sorry?
Should I put back the mic?
Do whatever, something. It's okay now.
Okay.
We'll try. Okay, we'll start. The morning passed, and the cowherd boys were very hungry because they had not eaten breakfast.
那现在就开始了讲这个逍遥时光。清晨已经过去了，这一牧牛头呢，因为他们还没有吃早饭，所以都很饥饿。
They immediately approached Krishna and Balaram and said, "Dear Krishna and Balaram, you are both all powerful. You can kill many, many demons, but today we are very much afflicted with hunger, and this is disturbing us."
那么他们立即就去找 Krishna 和 Balarama 说：“亲爱的 Krishna 和 Balarama， 你们俩都是全然有力的， 你们能够杀死很多很多的恶魔，但是呢，今天我们就非常受到饥饿的干扰，这一点让我们就是很非常的打扰我们。
Please arrange for something that will mitigate our hunger.
请你们做出安排，然后来缓解一下我们的饥饿吧。
Requested in this way by their friends, Lord Krishna and Balaram arranged to show compassion to certain wives of Brahmanas who were performing sacrifices.
那么当得到他们的朋友这样的请求之后呢，主 Krishna 和 Balarama 就做出了安排，想要去向那些从事祭祀的朋友们的某一些妻子展示他们的仁慈之心。
These wives were great devotees of the Lord, and Krishna took this opportunity to bless them.
这些妻子们他们都是主的伟大奉献者，而 Krishna 则借此机会去祝福他们。
He said, My dear friends, please go to the house of the Brahmins nearby.
他就说，我亲爱的朋友们，你们就到附近的婆罗门的家里去吧。
They are now engaged in performing Vedic sacrifices known as Angirasa, for they desire elevation to the heavenly planets.
因为他们都渴望能够被提升到天堂星球，所以呢，他们现在都在做一个叫 Angirasa 的伟大祭祀。
All of you please go to them.
你们大家都去找他们吧。
Then Krishna warned his friends, these Brahmanas are not Vaishnavas.
然后呢，主 Krishna 就警告他的朋友们说，这些婆罗门啊，他们并不是 Vaishnava。
They cannot even chant our names, Krishna and Balaram.
他们甚至都无法唱诵我们的名字 ,Krishna 和 Balarama。
They are very busy in chanting the Vedic hymns, although the purpose of Vedic knowledge is to find me.
他们都在忙着去唱诵伟达的这些赞歌，但其实呢，这些伟达知识的目的也是要找到我。
But because they are not attracted by the names of Krishna and Balaram, you had better not ask them for anything in my name.
但是呢，因为他们对 Krishna 和 Balaram 的名字毫无吸引，所以呢，你们最好不要以我的名义去问他们要。
Better ask them for some charity in the name of Balaram.
最好呢，你们就以 Balaram 的名义向他们要求布施。
Charity is generally given to high-class Brahmanas, but Krishna and Balaram do not appear in a Brahmana family.
通常情况下的这种布施呢，是给那些高等出生的这些婆罗门家庭，但是呢 ，Krishna 和 Balaram 他们并没有显现在婆罗门家庭。
Balaram was known as the son of Vasudeva, the Kshatriya, and Krishna was known in Vrindavan as the son of Nanda Maharaj, who was a Vaishya.
他们都知道 Balaram 呢是Vasudeva 的儿子，所以是一个沙利比，而 Krishna 呢则被认为是在 Vrindavan 里 Nanda Maharaj 的儿子，他 Nanda Maharaj 他是一个 Vaishya.
Neither belong to the Brahmana community.
所以呢，他们两个都不属于婆罗门社团。
Therefore, Krishna considered that the Brahmanas engaged in performing sacrifices might not be induced to give charity to a Kshatriya and Vaishya.
所以呢 ，Krishna 就在考虑到这些从事这些祭祀的这些婆罗门啊，他们可能不一定会想要去给沙帝或者和歪下布施。
But at least if he utter the name of Balaram.They may prefer to give in charity to a Kshatriya rather than to me because I'm only a Vaishya.
但是呢，因为但是呢，至少如果你们讲出了 Balaram 的名字，那因为 Balaram 是一个沙帝利，而我呢只是一个 Vaishya， 所以他们有可能更乐意给这个布施给一个沙帝利，而不是给我。
Being thus ordered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, all the boys went to the Brahmanas and began to ask for some charity.
那么当这些所谓的男孩子们得到这尊人格守神这样的命令之后呢，他们就去找那些婆罗门，开始向他们要求布施。
They approached them, folded hands, and fell down on the ground to offer respect.
他们呢就双手合十来到这些婆罗门面前，并且拜倒在地向他们致敬。
O earthly gods, kindly hear us who are ordered by Krishna, Lord Krishna and Balaram.
那么他们就说，哦，地球上的神啊，请你们也来听我们说话，我们的是由主 Krishna 和 Balaram 的命令而来的。
We know, excuse me, we hope you know them both very well, and we wish you all good fortune.
我们希望呢，你们大家都很了解他们两个，并且祝愿你们好运。
Krishna and Balaram are tending cows nearby. We have accompanied them.
Krishna 和 Balaram 呢在附近看牛，我们呢则是来陪着他们。
We have come to ask for some food for you.
我们是到这里来向你们请求得到一些食物。
You are all Brahmanas and knowers of religious principles. If you think that you should give us charity, then give us some food, and we shall all eat along with Krishna Balaram.
那你们都是婆罗门，你们都了解宗教原则，所以呢，如果你们认为可以应该给我们一些布施的话，那就请你们就给我们一些食物，这样呢。我们就可以和 Krishna 和 Balarama 一起来吃。
You are the most respectable Brahmanas within the human society, and you are expected to know all the principles of religious procedure.
在整个人类社会当中，你们都是最值得尊敬的婆罗门，而且呢，你们也应该知道宗教程序的原则。
Although the boys are village boys and not expected to be learned.In all the Vedic principles of religious ritual, they hinted that because of their association with Krishna and Balaram, they knew all those principles.
虽然说这些男孩子们都是一些村童，他们呢本来通常的是应该说是不太精通，关于这些伟大仪式的宗教仪式的伟大原则的。但是呢，他们就暗示到，因为他们在和 Krishna 和 Balaram 联姻，所以呢，他们也了解这所有的原则。
By addressing the Brahmanas as knowers of all religious principles, the boys express the point of view that when the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna and Balaram, were asking for food, the Brahmanas should immediately deliver some without hesitation, because as stated in the Bhagavad Gita, one should perform yajna, sacrifices, only for the satisfaction of Vishnu.
那么他们称呼这些婆罗门为所有了解精通所有为宗教原则的人，那他们就这些男孩子们就表达了这样一个观点，就是当至尊人格首人 Krishna 和 Balarama 在向他们要求得到食物的时候，这些婆罗门应该立即毫不犹豫的就把这食物给他们，因为就根据这个国家梵歌所说的，一个人从事祭祀应该只是为了去满足 Vishnu。
The boys continued, Lord Vishnu, as Krishna and Balaram is standing, waiting, and you should immediately deliver whatever food you have in your stock.
这些男孩子们就继续说道，主 Vishnu 作为 Krishna 和 Balaram 都站在那里等候着，所以呢，你们应该立即，你们家里有什么食物，你们就应该立即给我们。
They also explained to the Brahmanas when food is to be accepted and when it is not to be accepted.
他们还向这些婆罗门解释了什么时候应该接受食物，什么时候不应该接受食物。
Generally, the Vaishnavas or pure devotees of the Lord do not take part in ordinary sacrificial performances.
通常情况下，这些 Vaishnava 或者说主的纯粹奉献者并不参与普通的祭祀活动。
But they know very well the ceremonials called Diksha, Pashu,Samsta and Sochamani.
但是呢，他们却非常熟悉这样一个仪，就叫做 Diksha 的仪式，就是 Pashu Samsta 和 Sochamani.
One is permitted to take food after the procedure of Diksha and before the animal sacrificial ceremony and the Sochamani or ceremony in which liquors are also offered.
那么就在那个 Diksha 仪式之后，还有呢，就是在动物的祭祀仪式之前，以及这个 Sochamani， 也就是说供奉酒精这个仪式之前呢，他们就一个人就允许可以去接受食物。
The boys said, "We can take your food at the present stage of your ceremony. For now, it will not be prohibited."
那么这些男孩子们就说， 在你们的这个仪式呢，现在这个阶段呢，我们是可以接受你们的食物的，因为现在它没有得到禁止。
So you can just.
所以呢，你们现在就可以把食物给我们了。
Although the companions of Lord Krishna and Balaram were simple cowherd boys, they were in a position to dictate even to the high-class brahmanas engaged in the Vedic rituals of sacrifice.
虽然说主 Krishna 和 Balarama 这些同伴，他们都是一些单纯的牧牛童，但是呢，他们是处在这样一个合适的位置，去向这些从事伟大祭祀仪式的正是那种高等的婆罗门向他们做出训示。
For the smarter brahmanas who were simply sacrificial minded could not understand dictation of the transcendental devotees of the Lord.
但是呢，这些保守的婆罗门啊，他们一心一意就只是喜欢做祭祀，所以他们并不能理解这一主的超人奉献者的说的这些话语言下之意。
They could not even appreciate the begging of the Supreme Lord Krishna and Balaram.
他们甚至都无法去欣赏至尊主 Krishna 和 Balarama 居然会去乞讨这件事情。
Although they heard all the arguments on behalf of Krishna and Balaram, they did not care for them, and they refused to speak to the boys.
虽然说他们也听到了代表 Krishna 和 Balarama 而提出的这些论点，但是呢，他们根本就不在乎。所以甚至他们都拒绝跟这些男孩子们说话。
Despite being highly elevated in the knowledge of Vedic sacrificial rites, all such non-devotee brahmanas, although they think of themselves as very highly elevated, are ignorant, foolish persons.
这些所有的这些非奉献者婆罗门，虽然说他们在这非常都非常精通这些伟大祭祀仪式的这些知识，但是呢，他们却自视甚高。他们虽然说自视甚高，但他们其实都是些愚蠢而无知的人。
All their activities are childish because they do not know the purpose of the Vedas, as it is explained in the Bhagavad Gita, to understand Krishna.
因为他们并不理解伟达经的目的所在，也就是正想在这个《佛家梵歌》里面解释到的一样，伟达经的目的其实是去理解 Krishna。所以呢，他们所有活动都是像孩子一样。
In spite of their advancement in Vedic knowledge and rituals, they do not understand Krishna. Therefore, their knowledge of the Vedas is useless.
虽然说他们在伟大知识和仪式方面都走得很深，但是呢，他们却并不理解 Krishna. 所以他们的知识，他们对伟大经的知识其实是毫无用处的。
Lord Chaitanya, therefore, gave his valuable opinion that although a person may not be born in a Brahmana family, if he knows Krishna or the science of Krishna consciousness, he is more than a Brahmana, and he is quite fit to become a spiritual master.
所以呢，主 Chaitanya 就提出了这样，他就给了这样提出了这样一个非常有价值的观点，就是说，一个人即便没有出生在婆罗门家庭。但是呢，他如果知道 Krishna 或者说关于 Krishna 的科学 Krishna 知觉的科学的话，他就甚至高于婆罗门，而且呢，他已经他是非常适合去作为一个灵性导师的。
There are various details to be observed in the performance of sacrifices.
关于这个举行仪式呢，他只要遵守很多很多各种各样的细节。
They are known as desha, place, kala, time.
他们有这个 desha 就是地点 kala 时间
pritag dravya the different detailed paraphernalia
还有 pritag dravya 也就是说不同的详细的这些用具
mantra hymns tantra scriptural evidences
有 mantra 就是这些赞歌有 tantra 就是经典的证据
Agni, fire.
有 Agni, 火
Ritvik, learned performers of sacrifices.
rhetoric 就是关于举行祭这些这些博学的举行祭祀的人。
Devata, the demigods.
有 Devata, 半神人。
Yajamana, the performer of sacrifices.
有 Yajamana, 就是从事祭祀的人。
Kratu, the sacrifice itself.
Kratu, 就祭祀本身。
And Dharma, the procedures.
还有呢，就是这个 Dharma, 就是这个程序，过程。
All these are for satisfying Krishna.
这一切呢，都是为了满足 Krishna.
It is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita that he is the actual enjoyer of all sacrifices because he is directly the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the Supreme Absolute Truth beyond the conception or speculation of the material senses.
佛家梵歌里面已经确认了，他实际上是所有祭祀的真实的享受者，因为他直接就是至尊人格守神，而且是至尊的绝对真理，他是超越于所有的超越于物质感官的概念和推敲的。
He is present just like an ordinary human boy, but for persons who identify themselves with the body, it is very difficult to understand him.
他就像一个普通的人类男孩子一样存在这里，但是呢，对于那些将自己认同于这个躯体的人，要理解他是非常困难的。
The Brahmanas were very much interested in the comforts of the material body and in elevation to the higher planetary residences called Swargavarsha, Vasa.
这些婆娜们呢，他们就非常关心自己物质躯体的舒适。以及呢，他们还感兴趣的就是说被提升到高等的星球，这居所叫做 Swargavasa。
They are therefore completely unable to understand the position of Krishna.
所以呢，他们完全没有能力去理解 Krishna 的地位。
When the boys saw that the Brahmanas would not reply to them even with a simple yes or no, they became very much disappointed.
当这些男孩子们看到这些婆罗门啊，甚至连一个简单的是还不是都不说的话的时候，他们就非常的失望。
They then returned to Krishna and Balaram and explained everything that had happened.
他们就转向主 Krishna 和 Balarama， 并且向他们解释所发生的一切。
After hearing their statements, the Supreme Personality of Godhead smiled.
听了他们的话之后呢，至尊人格守神就微笑了。
He told them that they should not be sorry for being refused by the Brahmanas, because that is the way of begging.
他就告诉他们说，他们不应该因为被婆罗门拒绝而感到难过，因为祈祷就是这样，祈祷就是这样进行的。
He convinced them that one who is engaged in collecting or begging.Should not think he will be successful everywhere.
他就说服他们说，如果一个人去收集一些财物或一些物品，或者说乞讨的话，他们不应该想着他们到哪里都会取得成功。
He may be unsuccessful in some places, but that should not be the cause for disappointment.
在某些地方呢，他们可能不一定，他们可能不会取得成功，但是呢，这不应该让他们就开始失望。
Lord Krishna then asked all the boys to go again, but this time to the wives of those Brahmins engaged in sacrifices.
所以呢，主 Krishna 接着就叫这些男孩子们再去一次，但是呢，这一次呢，是去找那些在从事祭祀的婆罗门的妻子们。
He also informed them that these wives were great devotees.
他还告诉他们说，这些妻子嘛，都是伟大的奉献者。
They are also absorbed in thinking of us.
他们一直都深深地在想着我们。
Go there and ask for some food in my name and the name of Balaram, and I am sure that they will deliver you as much food as you desire.
现在呢，你们就以我和Balaram 的名字去向他们乞讨食物，我肯定你们要多少，他们就会给多少。
Carrying out Krishna's order, the boys immediately went to the wives of the Brahmins.
那么这些男孩子们就去执行 Krishna 的命令，他们立即就去找这些婆罗门的妻子们。
They found the wives sitting inside the Brahmins' house.
他们就发现这些妻子们都坐在这些婆罗门的家里。
They are very beautifully decorated with ornaments.
他们身上都装饰着，有着很多美丽的饰物。
After offering them all respectful obeisances, the boys said, "Dear mothers, please accept our humble obeisances and hear our statements."
那么这些男孩子们就向他们致以前进的顶拜之后呢，就说道：“亲爱的母亲们，请你们接受我们卑微的顶拜，并且听我们说。”
May we inform you that Lord Krishna and Balaram are nearby?
我们能不能告诉你们，主 Krishna 和 Balarama 就在附近？
They have come here with the cows, and you may know also that we have come here under their instructions.
他们呢是带着他们的奶牛而一起来到这里，而你们还可以知道呢，我们就是在他们的训斥之下来到这里来找你们的。
All of us are very hungry. Therefore, we come to you for some food.
我们大家都非常的饿，所以呢，我们就来到这里向你们想向你们要一些食物。
Please give us something to eat for Krishna, Balaram, and ourselves.
今天请你们给我们一些吃的东西给 Krishna, Balaram, 还有我们自己。
Immediately upon hearing this, the wives of the Brahmanas became anxious for Krishna and Balaram.
那么一听到这个，这些婆罗门的这妻子们就非常给 Krishna 和 Balaram 担心。
These reactions were spontaneous.
他们的反应都是自发的。
They did not have to be convinced of the importance of Krishna and Balaram. Immediately upon hearing their names, they became very eager to see them.
你不需要去说服他们关于 Krishna 和 Balaram 的多么多么重要。他们只要一听到他们的名字，他们就立即非常渴望去见到他们。I don't know.
Being advanced, thinking of Krishna constantly, they were performing the greatest form of mystic meditation.
那么他们因为非常进步，所以一直很长的在想着 Krishna， 所以呢，他们就其实是在从事最伟大的玄秘冥想。
All the wives then became very busily engaged in filling up different pots nice food.
那么这所有的妻子们就开始就非常的繁忙，把他们这个所有的这些容器里面装满了很好的食物。
Due to the performance of the sacrifice, the various foods were all very palatable.
那么因为他们做的这些祭祀呢，所以这各种各样的食物都非常的美味。
After collecting the feast, they prepared to go to Krishna, their most beloved object, exactly in the way rivers flow to the sea.
当他们收集好这些食物之后呢，他们就准备去他们就好像这个河水流向大海一样，他们就准备好去见他们挚爱的对象 Krishna.
For a long time, the wives have been eager to see Krishna.
这些妻子们已经老早就向往着需要见 Krishna。
However, when they were preparing to leave home to go see him, their husbands, fathers, sons, and relatives asked them not to go.
但是呢，当他们准备好要离开家去见他的时候，他们的这些丈夫啊、父亲啊、儿子还有亲戚都要他们别去。
But the wives did not comply.
但这些妻子们并没有听从。
When a devotee is called by the attraction of Krishna, he does not care for bodily ties.
当一名奉献者受到 Krishna 的吸引的呼唤的时候，他根本就不在乎躯体层面的这些关系。
The women entered the forest of Vrindavan on the bank of the Jamuna, which was verdant with vegetation and newly grown vines and flowers.
这些女子们就进入了亚穆纳河边的这个文达文森林，这个亚穆纳河边就到处都是这些蔬菜啊，还新长出了这些蔓藤鲜花。
Within that forest, they saw Krishna and Balaram engaged in tending the cows along with their very affectionate boyfriends.
然后呢，他们就在这个森林里面看到了 Krishna 和 Balarama 正和他们充满了这些所有的非常亲爱的男朋友们一起在看牛。
Brahmana's wife saw Krishna with a blackish complexion, wearing a garment glittered like gold.
这婆罗门的妻子呢，看到 Krishna 他是黑色的皮肤，而且呢，穿的这个袍衣服就好像金子一样闪闪发光。
He wore a nice garland of forest flowers and a peacock feather on his head.
他戴着一串很美丽的、很好的森林花环，而且呢，头上还插着一只孔雀羽毛。
He was also painted with the minerals found in Vrindavan, and he looked exactly like a dancing actor on a theatrical stage.
而且呢，他身上还涂着在 Vrindavan 发现的这个矿物质。他看起来那个样子完全像一个戏剧那个戏院里面舞台上的一个舞蹈演员。
He sat resting one hand on the shoulder of his friend, and in his other hand, he was holding a lotus flower.
他们就看到他的一只手呢，就停留在他的朋友的一个朋友的肩上，另外一只手呢，就拿着一朵莲花。
His ears were decorated with lilies. He wore marks of tilak.And he was smiling charmingly.
他的耳朵上装饰着百合花，他是还涂着提拉克，而且他的笑容也非常的迷人。
With their very eyes, the wives of the Brahmanas saw the Supreme Personality of Godhead, of whom they had heard so much, who was so dear to them, and in whom their minds were always absorbed.
在很长时间以来，这些婆罗门的妻子们，已经听到过那么多关于智者人格守神的信息，而且他对他们来说是那么的亲切，他们在心里面也一直在深深的冥想着他。现在他们亲眼就见到了，这些婆罗门这些妻子们亲眼见到了他。
Now they saw him eye to eye and face to face, and Krishna entered within their hearts through their eyes.
那现在他们就用眼睛亲眼见到了面对面的见到了 Krishna， 而且 Krishna 呢就通过他们的眼睛而进入到了他们心里。
Within themselves, they began to embrace Krishna to their heart's content, and the distress of separation was mitigated immediately.
那他们就在自己心里开始心满意足的去拥抱 Krishna， 这样的这种分离由分离而带来的痛苦立即就被清除了。
They were just like great sages, who by their advancement of knowledge merge into the existence of the Supreme.
他们就好像那些因为知识的这种，因为这种获得这种获得了这种高深的知识的这些伟大的圣人一样，融入了至尊者的存在。
As a super soul living in everyone's heart, Lord Krishna can understand their minds.They had come to him despite all the protests of their relatives, fathers, husbands, and brothers, despite all the duties of household affairs.
那么，作为每个人心中的超灵，住在居于每个人心中的超灵，主 Krishna 能明白他们的心意。他们是因为他们根本就不管他们的亲戚、父亲、丈夫和兄弟的这所有的反对。而来到了他们面前，而且呢，他们也没有去管他们的家庭、家务活这些职责，抛下一切来找他。
They came just to see him, who was their life and soul.
他们来到这里就是要来见他，因为他是他们的生命与灵魂。
They were exactly following Krishna's instruction in the Bhagavad Gita.One should surrender to him, giving up all varieties of occupational and religious duties.
他们完完全全就是在遵守 Krishna 在《国家梵歌》中做出的训示，也就是说，一个人应该皈依于他，放弃各种各样的职责和工作和宗教职责。
He therefore began to speak to them, smiling very magnificently.
所以呢，他就开始带着非常迷人的微笑向他们说话。
So this will complete part one.
那第一部分就结束到这里了。
It's again, it's long, and there are quite a few comments that we wanted to make at the end.
那因为这一章都挺长的，而且呢，在我们在结束时，我们还做一些评注、评论。
So this is just about the halfway point.
所以呢，现在只是讲到了一半。
Now, for many of us, today is actually the appearance day of Srimati Radharani.
那对于我们很多人来说，今天呢，其实是 Srimati Radharani 的显现日。
And here in the Philippine Yatra, we celebrated in the temple yesterday.
那在我们这里菲律宾 Yatra 呢，我们是昨天在庙里面庆祝了这个节日。
And we had kirtan, and we had a class, and we also had another kirtan while the abhishek of the deities.
那我们举行了 kirtan， 然后呢有讲课，之后呢我们就一边 kirtan 一边在给神像做 abhishek， 给做那个沐浴仪式。
Then there was finally arti and kirtan。
所以呢，最后呢就是arti 和 kirtan。
So that will all be up on our website。
这个呢都会在我们的网站上都会有的。
So if you want to see the photos or hear the talks or hear the kirtans, probably in the next 2-3 days that will be there.
如果你们想看看照片啊，或者听听 kirtan 啊，听听讲课啊，估计2-3天之后那个就会到网上就会登出来。
So I don't know, because today is the actual day, I am assuming that you're holding some type of celebration today as well.
那因为今天才是实际的显现日呢，所以呢，我猜想你们在今天应该也会有一些节目。
Or perhaps you did most of your celebration yesterday.
或许呢，也有可能你们的大部分的这种庆祝都是在昨天进行的。
In either case, I hope that you have remembered Srimati Radharani.
无论如何呢，我希望大家都记住了 Srimati Radharani。
We know that without her favor and without her recommendation, Krishna does not accept us.
我们都知道，没有她的仁慈，没有她向 Krishna 推荐我们 ，Krishna 是不会接受我们的。
So she, in one sense, is more merciful than Krishna.
所以呢，从某个角度来说，她其实比 Krishna 更为仁慈。
And the fact is, if we get her mercy, then Krishna will have to grant us his.
Krishna will have to?
Grant us his.
所以呢，如果我们得到了 Radharani 的仁慈的话，那 Krishna 他也肯定，那也不得不赐予我们仁慈。
Because he's always submissive to the desires of Srimati Radharani.
因为他总是顺从于 Srimati Radharani 的愿望。
So Prabhupada said that no matter how big a fool we may be, if Srimati Radharani recommends us to Krishna, then Krishna will have to accept us.
所以呢，是的 ，Prabhupada 就说，不管我们是多大的傻瓜，但是呢，我们是多么的愚蠢，只要 Srimati Radharani 向 Krishna 推荐我们的话 ，Krishna 就一定会接受我们的。
So that is why in Vrindavan.They're always chanting the names of Radharani.
这就是为什么在 Vrindavan 地，他们一直都是在唱诵 Radharani 的名字。
In fact, you will hear her name chanted more than Krishna's name.
事实上，我们在 Vrindavan 听到唱诵 Radharani 的名字，甚至还高多于唱诵 Krishna 的名字。
In Vrindavan, everyone greets each other by saying Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe.
在任大们每一个人互相问候的时候，他们就会说 Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe.
And actually, when we chant Hare Krishna, we go first through Radharani.
而且事实上，当我们唱诵 Hare Krishna 的时候，我们也是先经过 Radharani.
Because when we chant Hare, this is the internal potency, the Ladini Shakti, pleasure potency of Krishna.
那么当我们唱诵 Hare 的时候呢，其实它是指 Krishna，Hare 是指 Krishna 的内在喜乐能量。
This is Krishna's Srimati Radharani is the Krishna's Ladini Shakti, pleasure given in potency.
Srimati Radharani 就是 Krishna 的 Ladini Shakti, 也就是说喜乐能量。
So first we chant her name, Hare, and then we chant Krishna's name.
所以呢我们应该是我们会首先唱诵她的名字 Hare, 然后呢再唱诵 Krishna 的名字。
Similarly, before we chant Rama, the name of Rama, we chant Hare.
同样的当我们唱诵 Rama 名字之前呢我们也会唱先唱诵 Hare.
When we address the deities, we'll say Radha Krishna.
那当我们在称呼神像的时候呢我们会说 Radha Krishna
or Radha Govinda
或者 Radha Govinda
Radha Madhava
Radha Madhava
Radha Shama Sunda
Radha Shama Sunda
But we always chant Radha's name Radha Radharani's name first
但我们都是先唱诵 Radha Rani 的名字
So we should pray to her that she will give us her mercy
所以呢我们向 Radharani 祈祷祈求他给予我们仁慈
recommend us to Krishna
祈求他能向 Krishna 推荐我们
And if she does that then it will be very easy for Krishna to accept us
如果他这样做的话就是如果他推荐我们的话那么 Krishna 接受我们就会容易很多了就很容易了
By now all know thatour Manjari Mataji passed away in the last week.
现在我们大家应该都已经知道了 Manjari Mataji 在上个星期已经去世了已经了
And as I requested last class that everyone pray for her and I hope that you did that.
就好像我上星期请求大家让为她祈祷的一样那我希望你们都这样做了
And you can also offer a prayer now, if you haven't done so already, that Krishna has given her shelter.
那如果你们还没有祈祷的话呢现在你们也可以为她祈祷希望 Krishna 呢能够赐予她庇护。
Because the mercy of Krishna follows the mercy of his devotees.
因为 Krishna 的仁慈会紧跟奉献者的仁慈而来。
So if we pray on another devotee's behalf, then Krishna listens.
所以呢，如果我们代表另外一个奉献者去做出祈祷的话，那 Krishna 他会听的。
So I'm quite sure that due to these service that Manjari rendered for so many years, particularly serving the devotees so nicely, that Krishna certainly gave her a very special blessing.
那么我是非常肯定的因为 Manjari Mataji 这么多年做了那么很好的服务而且那么好的服务了奉献者所以呢我肯定 Krishna 是给了他一个非常特别的祝福
So we should pray to follow in her footsteps
那我们也应该祈祷能够追随他的步伐
To remember the way she served the devotees so selflessly and we should also aspire to serve the other devotees like this
那我们应该记住 Manjari Mataji 曾经那么无私的服务过奉献者所以呢我们也应该像他那样非常好的去服务奉献者
This is a way that we understand that we're actually making advancement in Krishna consciousness
事实上这就是我们能够理解如何在 Krishna 知觉之中取得进步的方式
To the extent that we have developed lovingattraction to the devotees and the desire to serve them to that extent we have advanced
那么我们是如何取决于我们如何被对奉献者充满爱心并且被他们吸引并且很好的去服务他们我们在这个程度上我们就这样去取得进步
But if for some reason we find ourselves not having so much attraction and affection for the devotees then we should consider that we are not in a good position spiritually.
那如果我们发现自己不是很受奉献者所吸引也不是很爱奉献者的话我们就应该知道我们的灵修的位置不是很好地位。
And if we are in such a position, we should really pray very, very sincerely that we can have this type of affection appreciation for the devotees.
那么这样呢，我们就应该非常真诚的去祈祷，希望自己能够对奉献者也充满这样一种很深的吸引和爱心。
Actually, that's the mood of Srimati Radharani.
事实上，这就是 Srimati Radharani 的心态。
She's always glorifying the other devotees.
她总是在荣耀其他的奉献者。
And she's always pushing forward the other devotees, in service to Krishna.
而且呢，她一直都在推动其他的奉献者去服务 Krishna.
So if that's true for Srimati Radharani, what to speak of us?
那如果这 Srimati Radharani 都是这样的，那更不要是我们了。
So this is the way we can understand if we are have advanced very far in Krishna consciousness.
那么这就是我们能够理解自己在 Krishna 知觉之中取得了多大进步的一个方式。
So let us use that as a measure to understand.
我们可以把它当作一种尺度来理解。
So we'll end here. Thank Gopi Gita Mataji for her translation.
今天就讲到这里了，感谢 Gopi Gita 的翻译。
And we, as always, offer our thanks to Shakshi Gopal Charan Prabhu for facilitating.
我们也仍然继续去感谢 Shakshi Gopal Charan Prabhu 为我们提供的这个方便。
And we thank all of you for listening.
也感谢大家的聆听。
Hare Krishna.
感谢大家聆听这堂讲课，我们下周再见。Hare Krishna.